Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And happy weekend, radio family. Good morning. Good to be back with you. And great to be engaged in another wonderful conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Always good to be with members of our Community Focus family. I have two more new members to add who are already family. Just before we get this conversation started, I want to officially welcome the Community and Economic Development Program Administrator for Forsyth County, first of all, in Hassani Mitchell. Hassani, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And what you are here for, sir, is to tell us a little bit about, with your role as the Community and Economic Development Program Administrator for Forsyth County, this department not only has several programs that operate, but before we get into that, that actually helps small businesses. And that's what our conversation, by the way, Radio Family, will be about. So if you are a small business or you have plans to become a small business owner, this will be a great conversation for you and for us to engage in. Hassani, give us an overview, for starters, of what Forsyth County's Community and Economic Development Department does.
Sure, absolutely. So our department in Forsyth County, we have a couple of different divisions. We have economic development, and entrepreneurship and small business, which is what I oversee. Right. And that area deals with, I structure our tax incentives for companies that are moving into the county, creating jobs. And then we have that small business portion, which helps with our small business program. We do code enforcement. We have a first-time home buyer program to help folks in our county obtain their first home. And then we also have a housing rehab program to help folks who are disabled or veterans or low-income individuals kind of help repairs for their homes. So we do a couple of different things in economic and community development.
And you cover the gamut, which is very good because that's likely who we have listening to the program. So you pretty much fit the needs of all,
absolutely,
shall we say.
Yeah.
Now, this is humor, Hassani. Just looking at you, you have such a youthful face. So I have to ask, how long have you served in this capacity?
Wow. Well, you know what's funny? I'm actually going to have a birthday. My birthday is in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be 42, but we got a business owner here with us today. I use her product, so hopefully it's working.
Excellent.
But I've been in this role with the county for going on 3 years.
Okay.
And prior to working in at Forsyth County, I worked for the city of Winston-Salem for about 3 years. I am an entrepreneur myself.
That was my next question.
Me and my wife. My wife's actually a therapist, and she has her own private practice in Winston-Salem. So, you know, I help her with that business. A little bit of real estate. So I do a little bit of everything. But my day job is working at Forsyth County Government.
Fantastic. And what a beautiful way to do the introduction that you did, because I do want to add the other new member of our family who is already family in one, Christine Funderburk, who is the owner of Lizzie's All Natural Products. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Beautiful young lady. Now, Kristen, give us a little bit of a backstory, if you will, and how you came to be the entrepreneur and owner of Lizzie's All Natural Products?
I kind of stumbled across entrepreneurship, honestly. Yeah. I started making my own laundry detergent back in college because I have eczema really bad, and I couldn't find anything that wouldn't really break out my skin.
Right, right.
So I started doing my own research, and I was really just making it for my own purposes to solve my own problem. But when I started telling people, like, I'm making laundry detergent doing this because of this, I found out so many other people close to me were dealing with the same issue. I had no idea so many people dealt with eczema.
Absolutely. Wow, that is fantastic. Because you typically don't think of someone coming up with their own creation for laundry detergent.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And how long has Lizzie's All Natural Products been around?
We just celebrated 7 years in business last month.
Wonderful. How exciting is it for you as an entrepreneur and a business owner?
Oh my goodness, it's so...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Exciting. Yeah. Through the ups and the downs and the downfalls and just the... I just love being a business owner, not only because I have more freedom in my own life, but also because I get to make an impact in other people's lives.
Absolutely.
So when people come up to me, they're like, oh my goodness, this product helped me do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. I feel better about myself. It just makes me feel good because that's why I started my journey in the first place.
Absolutely. And just by looking at you and Asani, I'm sure you can relate, especially with your wife doing what that she does. The double bonus in this is, one, you are a minority, really from two perspectives, one being a woman,
yes,
and of course being a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice to see business owners and entrepreneurs, especially with our up and coming generation. And this is perfect, especially for the kids that are going back to school, who are looking perhaps to create their own business or maybe have a business plan or an idea of their own. To hear us in this conversation, and especially with someone, and Kristen, the same thing. You look mighty young too, my dear. Now you don't have to give your age. I'm not going to do that to you. I might do it to Hasani, but Hasani, you volunteered that information.
Oh, I don't mind.
Okay, wonderful. Well, how old are you?
I'll be 32 next week.
Okay, no, you don't look it either. It must be something in the water, as the old folks used to say. But Hasani, let me get back to you, because in what you were describing with the many programs that are being provided and serving as the Community and Economic Development Program, I'm just going to say PA for Forsyth County, It's called, or what you call, the micro enterprise IDA. And this actually stands for individual development account. You know, right. Hassani, brother, you got to break that down for us and what's it in place to do.
Absolutely. It is a long term, but the formal name of our small business program at Forsyth County Government is the Micro Enterprise Individual Development Account, or IDA. That's the acronym.
Right.
And so for short, we just call it the Small Business IDA program.
Gotcha.
Or just the IDA program. But
right.
essentially, this program started a few years back. Like I said, we have a first-time homebuyer program where we offer folks down payment assistance, but they have to save some funds.
Right.
And then we pair it with our funds. So we have a homebuyer program like that, and the idea came to start a small business program where folks can save their own personal funds.
Yeah.
And then we actually match them with grant funding.
Right.
So essentially, that's the premise of the program. But while you're saving your funds, it's a cohort model, so you do have to apply. We provide small business training. Mm-hmm. It takes about 11 months to go through the classes, but we also provide personal finance training. And so the individuals that come through this program, they have to be considered, low income or moderate income.
Right.
And then we put them through some training with their other cohort classmates.
Yeah.
They go to a class once a month. And it's different topics that we teach them, and they're putting their own personal money away.
Sure.
And so at the end of the program, like I said, it takes about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon what they've saved, the county, Forsyth County, and then partners who also provide funds for the program, we match what they put into their personal savings account.
Awesome.
And it's an account that we create. Mm-hmm. And then they can use those funds towards assets, towards their business to help them grow.
Excellent. So small businesses in Forsyth County can apply for this. Are there any limitations?
It is. You do have to be a resident of Forsyth County. Right. We want you to have at least lived there for 1 year. You got to have a business in our county. So you have to be a resident, and you have to have a business that's been established for at least 1 year.
1 year, okay.
Right? It is based upon income. Mm-hmm. And so there's some income guidelines that the federal government creates these income limits based upon your household. So we go by those guidelines.
Okay, excellent. How is the feedback for someone who has either been through the program or is currently going through the program? What's been the feedback in them getting their small business up and running?
We've been getting pretty good feedback. Like I said, this current model, we got some funds from the federal government to expand it. So, we put out a couple of cohorts. Most folks are highly satisfied with the content. Like I said, we're teaching, finance, credit, how to access capital. It is a cohort, so a lot of people enjoy going through those classes together with other business owners because they kind of create some relationships.
Right.
So the feedback has been great.
Excellent. Well, let's get some feedback from Kristen. Did you go through this particular program as well?
Absolutely. I just completed the program.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful. So you're a graduate.
I'm a graduate. Yes.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Well, let me mention this, Hassani and Kristen, before we go to break. With the matching investment accounts, sounds good. I suspect what they may take from the classes may pay dividends through the years, right? Give us some highlights from a couple of the classes, if you can, Hassani.
Yeah, absolutely. We pair them with a subject matter expert every month. And so the consultants, they're paid. They're coming in teaching things like accounting and financial documents, bookkeeping, business financing, things that a very small business just needs to know. So even though you're required to do this training in our program, we hope that once you leave the program, you know more about QuickBooks, you know more about business taxes, estate planning, all the things that, how to separate your personal income from your business income. Those are things that you just need to learn long term.
Right.
And so that's some of the feedback that we've been getting.
So my final question before we go to our first break of the morning, Hassani, in terms of those who are considered small business owners, can you give, just from your experience in the role that you play, the youngest small business owner to the one that's young at heart, shall we say?
Uh-huh. That's been in our program?
Yes, correct.
Wow. It's a wide variety. Mm-hmm. I would say the youngest would have to be maybe in their late 20s.
Okay. So we're talking college graduate age, perhaps, or maybe perhaps still an undergrad.
Yes.
Program of some sort.
Perhaps. Yeah. And like I said, as long as you're 18 or older.
Oh, okay.
As long as you're 18 or older and you're a resident of Forsyth County,
you are eligible.
Okay. And so most of the people that have come through the program have been women. They have been minorities.
Right.
But it's open to anybody
Great.
That can apply.
Fabulous, fabulous. Now, we're going to get into the details because I want to include a website that our listeners can go to. And Kristen, I definitely want to continue in getting more of the background, especially with Lizzie's all-natural products, because I want to go into the specifics of really giving us a breakdown of what's considered all-natural compared to what we may find at some of the bigger box retail places and individuals of that nature. So I want to welcome both of you to the Community Focus family. You're official now.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So Hassani Mitchell and Kristen Funderburk join me, Renee Vaughn, and I thank you for joining us, radio family. We definitely going to continue in this great conversation. So if you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, this is definitely the weekend to tune in. And I thank you for listening every weekend as we do continue with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. Good morning and happy weekend. Great to be back with you, radio family, and back with great conversation. It is another weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations, and glad to have two more members of our Community Focus family who join us in the ranks. Our topic of discussion today, if you happen to be an entrepreneur or small business owner and you want to get all the particulars on what it takes to really make your business a success, based upon the products and services that you would love to give back to the community, this conversation is especially for you. And it's open to all of you, radio family. As I, Renee Vaughn, want to welcome two of our newest members. Hassani Mitchell is the Community and Economic Development Program Administrator for Forsyth County. And I also want to welcome a fellow entrepreneur in Kristen Funderburk, who is the owner of Lizzie's All Natural Products. Good morning, radio family. How are you both?
Good, good. Doing great. Doing
excellent. Great. Excellent. Thank you. Glad to have you on board. So, Hassani, we have been talking about what we're going to call Small Business IDA, which is short for Micro Enterprise Individual Development Account. Now, we know, as we talked about, that's a pretty long title, right, before we get into conversation here on Community Focus. But I wanted you to do this for us. First of all, share any website information for participants who want to get involved with a particular program as a small business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is www.forsyth.cc/housing. I know we're talking small business, but our website has a housing on the end, but it's www.forsyth.cc/housing. And when you go to the website, you'll see the tab for small business and entrepreneurship. And there you can apply for the program.
Okay, excellent. And of course, there are classes that individuals can take and really to help get that small business off the ground and help it to become successful, because very likely you keep in contact with business owners after a course of months and years just to see, kind of check back on them to see how they're doing with their business.
Yeah, absolutely. So the businesses that have come through our cohort previously, we do track them because we're making an investment in their business, and they've invested a year of classes, and we're granting them up to $16,000. And so, yeah, we want to make sure that when we invest the funds, they're scaling, they're making revenue, and they're, you know, investing that back into the county.
Excellent. Walk us through that process. How would one go about applying?
That's a great question. And so right now, if you visit our website, www.forsyth.cc/housing, search small business and entrepreneurship, there'll be an application. The applications are open right now from August 1st through September 30th. It's an online portal, so you can start it and save it. You just click the tab that says apply for the IDA. Mm-hmm. You are going to need some information because, like I said, it is based upon your income. Right. So you're going to need household information. We need to know how much, you know, your taxes, 3 years worth of taxes, your business revenue. Mm-hmm. And we ask you to upload that information and then give us a narrative of what you'd like to do with the funds. Right. And then we pretty much assess your income. And then if we can qualify you based upon how much your household income is, we can let you in the program.
Fantastic. Now, just as an aside, if you can answer this question, what type of small businesses have you been able to help?
That's a great question. I mean, we've been able to help tons of businesses. Mm-hmm. Lizzie's All Natural Products.
Right.
You know, we have a lactation and birth specialist, K&K Lact and more.
Mm-hmm.
We have a non-emergency transportation company that's came through our program, Support Systems of Forsyth County. They're doing big numbers. We have gourmet catering companies that have come through. Right now, in the current cohort, we have a boutique, African-American female. We have a salon. We have a water quality treatment consultant company. So, yeah, it's really open to a myriad of businesses.
Absolutely. And it's amazing how many businesses and really how many services
right.
that are needed throughout our communities.
Right.
That's a great transition because, Kristen, I wanted to say, tell us a little bit about the start of your business prior to the IDA program and why you applied for it.
Absolutely. So I applied for the IDA program because I knew it would be a great investment for my business.
Right.
I knew it would also help to equip me with more knowledge as a business owner.
Right.
I'm always looking to grow, to learn more information. Mm-hmm. You can never know it all.
Sure.
So all the classes that we that I attended over the year were phenomenal.
Great.
I mean, every month we were learning something different and something new.
Yeah, absolutely. And with Lizzie's All Natural Products, now how did you come up with the name?
So, you know, my name is Kristen, and a lot of people are like, oh, is your name Lizzie or Kristen? But Lizzie came from my middle name, which is handed down to me. It was Elizabeth.
Oh.
It's handed down to me from my great-great-grandmother.
Wow.
I never got a chance to meet her because she passed a few days before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to kind of leave some legacy
nice.
And some, you know,
yeah.
something to
absolutely
hand down to my children.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful way to do it. I love that.
Thank you.
Now, your All Natural Products, what exactly do they include?
Yeah, so we specialize in all natural products for people with eczema and sensitive skin.
Okay.
So that includes not using any type of abrasive ingredients,
right.
No type of harmful additives or preservatives,
mm-hmm.
no sulfates.
Yeah.
Most of our products are vegan, toxin-free,
yeah.
you know, just really on the ethical side
right.
of quality ingredients.
Absolutely. So, and I think most people know this when we reference that word, that basically means ethical, no animal testing.
Right.
Involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, how has your business benefited from this great experience through the program?
So far, we have been able to invest in assets that will help take our business to the next level.
Right.
So my main focus is purchasing things that will help to make my business more money
mm-hmm.
or to help give my customers a better experience overall,
right.
whether it's online shopping experience
mm-hmm.
or coming into the shop, something that will enhance
absolutely.
My business to get to the next level.
And even though the business, of course, Kristen and Hassani is based in Forsyth County,
mm-hmm.
you have an outreach outside of the county.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How far away, if I may ask, is one of your customers as far as the outreach?
Oh my goodness. We ship anywhere.
Nice.
To the UK, everywhere.
Wow.
Now, after COVID happened, we
yeah.
kind of had to limit the places
yeah.
that we ship because mm-hmm. a lot of new regulations have been, you know, input.
Right.
But we really have touched so many people around the globe,
excellent.
And it
yeah.
just makes my heart so warm to know that my products have touched the lives of so many people.
Absolutely. It's given it an international flair, if you will. That's fabulous. I'm glad you touched on that because you mentioned COVID, and that had to be a very difficult situation for any business, but particularly as a small business owner. How did you rebound, or what adjustments did you make with Lizzie's All Natural Products during that particular time?
Absolutely. Great question. So prior to COVID, I was mostly going to vendor events like every weekend
mm.
and, you know, really able to see my customers face to face. But when COVID happened, you know, it was the whole shutdown.
Right.
My business transitioned to online 100% pretty much.
Yeah.
And I was running online ads and attracting new customers that way, going live almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just honestly, COVID was like a good and a bad thing for
right.
my business,
yeah.
but mostly good because we were able to tap into people at home that weren't at work, and we were able to
right.
really, you know, build connections
exactly.
and build relationships.
Right.
And a lot of those customers are still shopping with us to this day.
That's excellent because that makes me think, because I'm not sure about the two of you, but the concept of Zoom came about. I think it was birthed
mm-hmm.
as a result of COVID-19, because that really sent us in a whole new direction that I don't think a lot of us, either as business owners or working for a major company, when it came to communicating between employers and employees, everything was always face-to-face. We had to be there. But then here's this
yeah.
little thing called Zoom and being able to FaceTime, and just the advent of technology, that has had to have been a plus for your business as well, especially when you have that international reach, like you said, of being able to have customers that are even outside of the country, let alone outside of Forsyth County.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Asani, how is it for you when you listen to the experience that Kristen has been able to enjoy through her small business?
It's very fulfilling. It lets us know that, you know, the program is working. You know, shameless plug, I use Lizzie's products even before she was in our program.
Oh, wow.
Because she's, you know, she just has a great reputation. But,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of the participants that come through our program, I use their products. So
wow.
The caterers.
Yeah.
They cater my events.
Very good.
You know, I use a lot of the salons. My daughter goes to their. And it's not that I use it, but I just go there just to see like how the business is doing.
Exactly.
But to hear Kristen and her success, she has a phenomenal line of products,
right.
And we're just happy to be able to invest in that type of company.
Absolutely. Now, Kristen, if I can ask you this question, what is the most sought after of your products that you get the most requests for?
Our best-selling product mm-hmm. is our eczema butter.
Oh, nice.
Our eczema butter and our eczema oil are mm-hmm. our two top-selling products next to our laundry detergent.
Wow.
Yes, because they help people with their skin
mm-hmm.
so much with the inflammation,
right.
Dry skin,
yeah.
Dark patches, flare-ups, the typical things that people with eczema experience on a day-to-day
right.
basis.
Yes. Now, does the change in the weather also sort of aggravate that or make that difficult as well, making that adjustment?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The change of weather, it could be
mm-hmm.
genetics. It could be
yeah.
what you're eating.
Right.
It could be, you know, your cleaning products, your laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many factors that play into how eczema begins in
yeah.
an individual. So, yeah, it's really cool going through that journey with people.
Well, what's the most valuable part of the experience for you going through that program?
The most valuable part going through this program have been a few things.
Yeah.
I would say the connections that I've
mm-hmm.
made with other participants in the class.
Right.
We're able to, we just, you know, kind of connected and we're able to collaborate in the future.
Yeah.
And we were already like in a, in the same type of field.
Yeah.
And so that was really cool. And also the knowledge that I learned through some of the classes, like
nice, yeah.
budgeting,
right.
You know, being able to budget your personal affairs and then your business affairs and not have too many things jumbled up. Because when you're wearing a lot of hats, sometimes things get kind of in the mix.
Exactly. And that's where you learn how to find that balance
yeah.
between the two.
Perfect way to say it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And Hassani, with that, as far as for small business owners and with this particular program, can they go through, is it just one program or if there happen to be a series of other programs, can they participate in that as well?
Yeah, you can participate in more than one program. We know our program is a big commitment
yeah.
because it's going to take you about a year to
mm-hmm.
go through the classes
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to take you some significant time to save the funds. While you're in our program, you know, if there's other programs, entrepreneurship, small business training that
right.
you see, and I also encourage folks to, because I'm partnered with a lot of different organizations within
yeah.
within the county that do small business. So I send folks to different, you know, I may send them to Forsyth Tech Small Business Center.
Right.
I may send them to another organization if
mm-hmm.
they need help in certain areas.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just believe get all the help that you can get
mm-hmm.
and get all the knowledge you can get. Fortunately, our program, it is a grant. It's tied to grant funds.
Right.
So everybody's not able to provide grants
mm-hmm.
to businesses. Some
yeah.
folks just provide training, you know, the chambers
exactly.
of commerce
yeah.
and things like that.
Yeah.
But we're able to provide the training and the funds. But yeah, if you get in our program, you can enroll in other programs as well.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Because that makes me think, too, of the possibility, and give me some feedback on this if you can, the tie-in to community colleges, because you have mm-hmm. a lot of community colleges and schools that specify in a lot of technical skills
right.
that a lot of our small business owners can take advantage
right.
of.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, we've got a great partnership with Forsyth Tech Community
yeah.
College, because
mm-hmm.
like I said, in our office, we do workforce development
right.
as well.
Right.
And so they're heavy on the workforce development and doing that type of training at the
yeah.
community college. But Forsyth Tech Small Business Center,
yes.
It's a dedicated space in the county where folks who want to start their business, flesh out their business plans, talk with consultants and counselors, they can do that there. So we have a lot of different partners that we can refer folks to.
Fantastic. Radio family, thank you for the fine company. And for those of you who may just be joining us, welcome. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus. You're listening to us here on our Odyssey stations every weekend. And I enjoy this time of morning because it gives me, Renee Vaughn, a great opportunity to engage in wonderful conversation. We're doing that today with the Community and Economic Development Program Administrator for Forsyth County and one Mr. Hassani Mitchell. And we have right here before us on Community Focus as well, an actual entrepreneur and small business owner in Kristen Funderburg, who is owner of Lizzie's All Natural Products. Lizzie, do you have an actual physical location or are you basically home-based?
Yeah, so we're located downtown Winston-Salem on North Chestnut Street. Actually, a few doors down from Hassani's office. We're on the same street of the government center and the new courthouse.
Fabulous, fabulous. Hassani, back to you when you were mentioning the funding. Where does the funding for this come from for these programs?
So the Micro Enterprise IDA program, it was primarily funded from the American Rescue Plan Act, or known as ARPA. We got a huge investment from our county commissioners about 2 years ago, you know, COVID.
Right.
You know, the county got a lot of funds, municipalities got money. And so we were tasked at, you know, distributing those funds to the folks that needed it the most. And so we took a look at small business. This program has been funded through that investment through 2026. Like I said, it was in existence before COVID,
right?
But with the investment that we got from the American Rescue Plan Act, we're able to fund several cohorts with the existing funding. And I will say this was a $1 million investment via the American Rescue Plan Act. Mm-hmm. We're also partnered with the Winston-Salem Foundation. They have provided some funding as well that helps us execute some things with the program. We've got great partners. S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation, mm-hmm. tied with Winston-Salem State, and then also Experiment and Self-Reliance. They're known as ESR.
Yeah.
Those are our strategic partners. And so we have the funding, we have the partnerships, right. We've got the infrastructure to be able to assist businesses via this current structure
right.
through 2026.
I think that's absolutely fabulous, Hassani, because what I'm hearing, at least this is what's going on in my mind with my wheel spinning, is it's really contributing to the growth of Winston-Salem. Because I would think, and I'm not sure about the two of you, I've lived here some 40 years. I came here in the 80s. I'm in my 50s now, so I'll tell my age too.
Yeah, you look good. You look good.
Thank you very much. And to see the tremendous growth that this city has incurred within those 40 plus years has been absolutely amazing. And to see how many new and up-and-coming small businesses as a result of that is what I'm trying to say,
right.
especially when we look at communities as a whole. I mean, every other week there's a new community going up. There's
right.
a new housing development. There's a new business development
right.
that's coming forward.
Right. You know, our county is growing. The city is growing. And as it grows, you know, our office, Community and Economic Development, we're tasked at making sure everybody has equal access
right.
to healthy housing, job training, entrepreneurship skills. And so as we grow, we want to make sure that we don't leave anyone behind.
Absolutely.
Because like I said, a large part of my job is working with large industries.
Mm-hmm.
But I cut my teeth working in small business.
Right,
and
right.
specifically helping, you know, women-owned and minority-owned businesses.
Absolutely.
And so
you give it that personal touch.
I give it that personal touch. Like I said, I'm an entrepreneur myself.
Right.
And so I'm from Winston. Mm-hmm. Went to Winston-Salem State, born and raised, you know, and so I've seen the growth as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just have a passion to make sure that we are helping everyone from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Absolutely.
And even the folks in the middle.
Right. And wonderful people like Kristen. And
wonderful folks like Kristen.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That transitions nicely into this next question. What's the county's goal, future, mm-hmm. if you will, behind the program?
Really, our goal is we want to take these businesses, because like I said, they're small businesses. Most of them are solopreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just them, or they may have.
I like that. That's a new term.
You like that?
I haven't heard
that. Hey, look,
before.
I picked that up a couple years ago. Most of them are solopreneurs. They're running their business by themselves, or it's husband and wife. But our goal is to make sure that we can make an investment, see a business that has
mm-hmm.
growth potential,
yeah.
invest in that business, and then if they grow in our county, if they stay in our county, that they can invest back into our county,
right.
increase our tax base, create generational wealth
mm-hmm.
For themselves,
exactly.
You know, and so they can be self-sustaining.
I like that you said that, because you likely may have that business owner or owners, like you say, if there's a partnership, that may want to pass it down they may to wanna, a son, a daughter, those, or other members.
Those are the things that we're teaching in these courses is estate planning and wills and how to really scale your business and not just think about you and only you.
Exactly.
Let's grow this thing to where it's a family business.
Exactly. You know? And that's the key. I'm glad you mentioned that, Hassani, because there was a time, especially for our younger generation of listeners, where we had these mom and pop stores. There weren't these big box retail places like you see nowadays. And it's not knocking those businesses, but back there was a time when you had to kind of start from scratch and work your way up.
Right. There was a time you had to start from scratch. And I think historically, as African Americans, we had to start from scratch with everything.
Right.
And so, you know, I just personally feel it's 2024. Let's give folks a base.
Absolutely.
You know, let's give them something to stand on and start passing down information and start passing down wealth.
Absolutely. Speaking of information, and Kristen, I just wanted to ask this question. From a personal perspective, what advice would you give to that small business owner or entrepreneur who's listening now who want to follow in your footsteps?
Oh, wow. So many pieces of advice that I could give. Yeah. But one that comes to mind is just do it. You know, everybody, I was talking to someone the other day and they told me they were, you know, waiting for the right time to start their business. Mm-hmm. They wanted everything perfect and, you know, in order before they start. I'm like, nothing is ever going to be the way you want it to be. Things are always going to happen. Yeah. Just start and pick up the pieces along the way and, you know, work on things along the way. But waiting for something to be perfect is never going to happen.
Right.
And you're limiting yourself and your capabilities if you continue to do that.
Absolutely. I think that's excellent advice because it also says that once you do get started, unfortunately, there are going to be roadblocks. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be difficulties. But the other piece to that is don't give up.
Yeah.
Just pick up and keep going and moving forward.
Right. How bad do you want it?
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to look at it. Lastly, Hassani, what are some guidelines around the types of businesses that can apply?
Sure. So primarily, we want you to have an active business.
Yeah.
We want you to be in business on or before January the 1st of 2024. You do have to be a resident in Forsyth County. Your business has to be located in Forsyth County. We have a wide range of businesses that we can accept into the program. But if you are a tax business or a financial business, a real estate brokers, we can't accept those types of businesses.
Right.
And it's simply because we're handling federal funds, and it could get tricky.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
But if you're a resident of Forsyth County, you've had a business for at least 1 year. And you meet our income guidelines, we do want you to verify that income. So when you apply, you have to have 3 years of taxes, whether it's business taxes, personal taxes. If you work, because a lot of folks have a daytime job and they run their business, we want you to, your employer, to verify that you work there. Because you have to have enough funds to put into that bank account that we set up for you.
Yeah. And hopefully to be that business that we can talk about on public affairs programs like this or hear advertised on some of our area radio stations as well. Any closing thoughts or comments you want to share with us?
Absolutely.
Today?
Just want to let everyone know, you know, the applications are currently being accepted through September 30th. I encourage you to apply. If you're listening to this, visit our website. We have a strong track record.
Repeat that website again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.forsyth.cc/housing. When you get to that page, you'll see small business and entrepreneurship. And then there's a big button that says apply for the IDA program.
Right.
If you're just Google searching, you can just search for Forsyth County IDA program or Forsyth County small business, and it'll take you straight to the page.
Fabulous. And Kristen, we're going to give you the final words for the day or any thoughts you'd like to share.
Anybody that's listening, if you have eczema, feel free to contact us. Our website is productsbylizzie.com. That's L-I-Z-Z-I-E. And you can even save an extra 20% if you use coupon code 97.1 at checkout.
Excellent. Well, thank you both. And family, welcome to the Community Focus family.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Absolutely.
Excellent information. And both of you just keep up the great work and doing what you're doing to really not only empower us, but really give us the knowledge that we need, especially as up and coming entrepreneurs and small business owners. And thank you, radio family. A lot of you who listen to this program, I know you are doing some great things in our communities as well. So keep up the great work. And no goodbyes, Hassani or Kristen. As I say, I don't believe in goodbyes just until next time. So the door is always open. I hope to have you back on a future program.
Thank you.
So we'll talk about it. Absolutely. We'll talk about it. And thank you, radio family. Let me talk about you and how much I appreciate your company every weekend. Indeed, no goodbye. Stay safe and stay as comfortable as possible. It's still hot out there. You've been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And until that next time, everyone take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.